Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, today, as you can tell, is going to be a slightly different episode of r/entitledparents than the normal. If you've been around on my channel for a while now, you may well have seen a comment like this in the comment section below my YouTube videos. Sleeping to this is what it says. Now look, I'll be honest, I don't really get the meme. Maybe some of you can enlighten me in the comments down below. But anyway, I know a lot of you do say that I have a pretty relaxing voice and you like listening to my videos or my podcast in the background whilst you're doing other stuff, which is pretty cool. But for this episode, I thought I would go one step further and fully embrace the sleeping meme, trying to make this the most relaxing episode of r/entitledparents I possibly can. So I hope you enjoy it. Let's go. Entitled parent refuses to accept I'm blind. You know, it's actually sad how often this sort of thing happens. I mean, being a blind girl, instances of ignorant people are daily. But entitled parents represent a certain level of infamy for me. But this one just happened. So hey, why not make myself feel better by making you guys listen to my misfortune? So, since my parents are more at risk from COVID, I've been going shopping alone more and more often during the pandemic. Yesterday was one of those cases. Grocery shopping is a more involved process for a blind person. I have to ask a staff member to assist me. I also have my guide dog, Gumbo, inside with me. The dog in itself increases the instances of bad experiences. Now, during my shopping, I always get a wide array of reactions to my dog. But one in particular occurred towards the end of my shopping. I heard loud footsteps, followed by the loud screech of, "That doggy is so cute! Can I pet him?" It was obviously a small child by the voice, so I prepared myself before responding that no, my dog cannot be touched due to him being a guide dog. Surprisingly, the kid didn't act entitled, but instead seemed surprised and excited about a dog having a job. She, I believe it was a she, how dare you assume her gender, OP, asked me a few questions and then left. I thought nothing of it and continued with my shopping. After I finished, I decided to stop by the food court on the way out for some lunch. So I went and made my way across the supermarket. I ordered my food, sat down, and waited. But by some cosmic gracing of bad luck, that is the exact moment that this child and their parent decided to walk close by. I heard the child tell the mother about what I told her, about how my dog is working as a guide dog, that I'm blind and use him to get around, etc. The mother isn't really saying anything, but I can sort of tell by her tone and the few words she does say that she is seeing some issue with what her daughter was told. I decided to listen in, and after the daughter finished her babbling, the mother came up to me. Now, as I said, people coming up to me is super common. I thought nothing much of it. However, the first words out of her mouth were, "Why did you tell my daughter you're blind?" Her tone was very harsh, very accusatory. I immediately knew what was coming, but as usual, I put on a smile. "Because I'm blind. Your daughter asked me about my dog, so I explained what guide dogs are and why we use them." "You're not blind." "Excuse me?" The straight shooting words caught me off guard. "You're not blind. My cousin is blind, so I know what a blind person is like. You shouldn't lie about that. I think you should let my daughter pet the dog. She likes dogs." It's pretty horrific to refuse a child something like that. My hackles arose slightly. "Well, Mom, not all blind people are the same. Just because you know a single blind person doesn't mean you know how all blind people are. And as I already explained, your daughter can't pet my dog due to him being a seeing eye dog." "Why are you lying though? Your eyes are completely fine. You're using a phone. Don't say you're blind if you're going to show you're not at the same time. Why would you lie about this?" "Excuse me, but I'm not lying. My eyes looking fine has nothing to do with anything. Not every blind person's eyes look the same. look, you're stressing me out. I'd rather you just left me alone. My daughter wants to pet your dog. She's been well behaved all through today, and it's more than reasonable to let her pet the dog. I said no. I don't know why you can't just accept my answer. Oh, you said no using that BS excuse. You're honestly starting to annoy me. I don't know who you think you are, but I happen to work for... I can't actually remember what she said. And if you don't stop it, I'll get security to throw you and your fake guide dog out of here. Now, I'm sure you get the picture. This went on for a good 5 minutes of her getting progressively more and more angry at the fact I wouldn't let her daughter pet my dog. The daughter was actually silent through the whole thing. I don't really think she even cared that much. The entitled mum, however, was another story. Eventually, she screamed out, "That's it. I'm going to get security. If you're smart, you'll be gone by the time I get back, or you'll regret it." I snorted at her small fit and heard her huff and storm off. By that time, my food had arrived, so I started eating. I didn't really believe she'd go to get security, but with entitled parents, you cannot be sure. About, I don't know, 5 minutes or so went by of me eating. I was enjoying my fries, browsing Reddit in bliss. But of course, she returned. I heard her stomping from like 15 feet away, and she was raging on to an apparent security guard. "Look, that's her, you see? She's sitting there with a dog. She says it's a guide dog, but she's not blind. You have to kick her out. Dogs aren't allowed." I sighed and removed an earbud to prepare for the incoming ordeal. A deep male voice sounded from a few feet in front of me. He sounded rather harassed. Miss, is this a service dog?" said the security guard. "Yes, it is. He is a seeing eye dog. I am allowed to have him here. I have a copy of the appropriate law if you need it." "No, that's fine. I know service dogs are allowed. This woman is saying you aren't disabled though. Is that true?" "No, she's just angry that I didn't let her daughter touch my dog. I honestly don't know why she cares."
"Because you're a liar. I told you I have a blind cousin. Don't try and tell me I don't understand blind people, because I do."
I directed my attention back at the security guard. I tried to explain to her that one blind person doesn't represent all blind people, but she doesn't seem to get it. "Could you please ask her to leave me alone? I just want to eat in peace."
"So you are blind?"
"Yes, I am."
"Can you prove it in any way?"
No, how could I do that? And why?"
"Well, it's just that she's saying one thing, you're saying another thing. I don't exactly know who to believe, but yeah, I see how proving you're blind doesn't really work." He then spoke to the woman. "Why is it exactly that you think she's lying?"
"Are you serious? Are you thick? Look at her eyes. They're not white or cloudy like blind people's are. She's literally looking at a freaking phone."
What's your response?" the guard asked me.
Well, maybe her cousin has those eye symptoms, but not every blind person does. Those symptoms are caused by diseases like cataracts, which I don't have. As for the phone, devices have been accessible to the blind for years. I find it surprising that she has a cousin who is blind and doesn't know that."
"No, I saw you look at the phone. You were looking at it."
"I have basic light perception. I can detect light. I direct my eyes to it out of habit because that's where my hands are occupied. Look, it's not my job to educate you on what you don't know."
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I then spoke to the guard again. "Please, please, just ask her to leave me alone. I don't care if she doesn't believe you. You don't need to stand here and mediate a back and forth as if we're going to agree. I'd just like her to stop talking to me and leave me in peace. I feel extremely harassed."
"Yeah, I get that. It's just that I can't know for sure if you're blind, so she might have a valid point."
"What? That applies to every blind person. How can anyone prove that?
If she has no reasons for me lying, then shouldn't you just give me the benefit of the doubt?
I don't know. She said her cousin is blind. She probably knows something about it.
Wow. I'm not even going to bother. Look, if you're not going to get her away from me, then I'm just going to leave.
Thanks for failing to protect a disabled patron. I stood up to leave, my dog getting up to guide me. I took a few steps and suddenly felt someone grab hold of my harness handle tightly and pull me to a stop.
Wait, said the entitled mum. I said I wanted you to let my daughter pet the dog.
Then you can leave.
No, get off my harness. Get off.
Now, understand that grabbing my harness is akin to someone taking away your eyes. She was impeding my means of navigating, so I panicked. This has only happened to me once before. It's outlined in a previous post, and I panicked then too. I attempted to pull my harness handle back, all the while screaming, "Get off! Let go! Help!" And her screaming in my ear about... Actually, I wasn't exactly listening as I was too busy screaming, but I assume it had something to do with her daughter. The security guard was fumbling around fairly uselessly. Eventually, another security guard hurried over. I heard him bark out,
"What's going on? She's taking my guide dog. Help me, she won't let go." "No, she's supposed to let my daughter pet her dog. He said so."
I assume at this point that she pointed to the guard. The guard didn't respond, but the way the conversation went, it seemed like he non-verbally indicated that he hadn't said that.
"Miss, let go of the lady's dog, right now, or I'll escort you out," said the second security guard.
"No, she's not blind. The dog isn't real. Don't just jump in and assume you know what's going on."
At this point, I had calmed down slightly, so I could speak in a more coherent manner. "Please, just get her off of me. I want to leave. I don't feel safe. Let me leave." "Hey, you're all right, miss. Everything's gonna be fine." I then felt the woman's hand being forcibly removed from the harness handle. As soon as I was free, I immediately commanded Gumbo to lead me to the exit. We walked quickly. I heard the woman screeching loudly behind me. The man shouting, "Calm down. Just stop screaming." I was still somewhat panicked, but I was able to calm myself down as I hurried towards the exit. It was so chaotic, I very nearly forgot my shopping that I left at customer services because I didn't want to have it around me in the food court where it could be snatched. I left, called a taxi, and came home. It's really stuck with me for the last couple days, but the worst part is that these types of interactions are an almost daily occurrence. Blind people are the targets of constant harassment in public. This woman just went further by physically assaulting me. I know I could have and should have gotten her arrested, but honestly, I was just so panicked. I wanted out of the situation ASAP. So why am I telling this story? In short, spreading awareness. It's important for people to know more about the blind experience and what blind people have to deal with. It's also super important to say, if you're ever a witness to a situation like I just described, intervene. Had that second guard not intervened for me, the situation would have been a lot worse. So, I'd appreciate any upvotes on this post to help spread more awareness. And I didn't even get to finish my fries. And there we go, guys. That is the end of that story. A super interesting one. I mean, the thing that stands out to me the most here is the absolute failure of the first security guard to do his job. Like, what is your job as a security guard? Surely it's to protect the people inside the mall and, of course, to protect the shops and their stock as well. But why is he even questioning whether you're blind or not? Like, it doesn't matter. That's not what's important. Your ability to see or not is not what's important in this situation. What is important and what's clear to anyone with common sense, surely, is the fact that this woman is just invading your personal space and, you know, getting all up in your grill for no real reason. Like, why? That shouldn't be allowed. I mean, it's not allowed. Like, this security guard trying to justify if what this woman is doing and saying is reasonable, it's not important. That's not your job. Your job is to protect people. Like, come on, this lady is saying, "I don't want this woman anywhere near me. Take her away." Pretty simple, in my opinion. Thank God that the second security guard came and actually knew how to do his job, because the first one, Jesus, how inept can you be? Sack that bloke. Immediately. I mean, listen, if you own the mall in this story and you're watching this video, I don't want to say it because I don't want people to lose their jobs, but that guy's got to go.
Sorry, he just does. It's the only solution. As for OP and the story in general, I gotta say, big props for posting it in the first place. I really liked what you said at the end there, because, you know, raising awareness about blind people and their troubles, and the fact that they get harassed every day is just a horrible thing. It's also pretty good to know that, you know, not all blind people have eyes that look the same. Interesting, I wouldn't necessarily have known that. I would have probably presumed that, but coming from the horse's mouth, it's good to know that. Like, don't assume that someone is blind just because you can see their eyes and they look normal. I think that's the overall point here. And as OP said at the end, if you do see somebody with any disability, really, doesn't even have to be just blindness, getting harassed by some horrible women like this, be the bigger person, get in the mix, get involved, and stop this assault. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/entitledparents. Let me know what you thought about it down below. Do you want me to do another one like this, or is this just not the one? I'm interested, because this is like the first time I've done a video like this. Wanted to make it very chilled. Well, extremely chilled. So yeah, drop a like if you want to see more, drop a dislike if you want to see less. Very, very simple. If you are new to the channel and you want to see more straight away, check out this video where I speak normally, and subscribe for daily Reddit videos. All right, guys, I'll see you all tomorrow, back with a standard episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.